there's a decent chance that Raven's buddy's having a midlife crisis.
I mean, I don't like the way you characterize it like that, all right? Mm-hmm. I have high hopes. I think that this is going to be an amazing trip for him. I think it's going to be great. I'm kind of envious, to tell you the truth.
I don't know. Explain the situation.
All right. So my buddy, who's been recently divorced in the last year and has no blood children of his own, has a relationship with his stepdaughter, but has no children of his own there. He's been working on this massive construction project for the last like 5 years. It's made him a bunch of money. It's been a great thing for him. He's now laid off because they've finished that project and he's getting ready. You know, he's got time down before they take the next project across the country or wherever it's going to be. So he says that he is going to travel to the Philippines to spend a month there just on the beach. He's essentially going by himself to the area of the Philippines, which is a place he's never gone before.
Yeah.
And he's staying there for a month and he's just going to see what the culture's like, hang out with the people, come back right before Christmas time. And then he's planning another like 2-3 month excursion to Costa Rica.
It's kind of like a midlife crisis. How old is he?
He's about my age. He's probably 44.
Okay. So when you decide that, you know what, I'm going to go to the Philippines by myself for a month.
That's right.
And explore. Okay. It seems like at this point you're having your midlife crisis, but then you think about it. If you had lost your job.
Right.
And you had some cash.
Money in the bank. They gave him his slip. I mean, it's not like he got fired.
Right?
I mean, he's got money coming in.
What do you do? Okay, so let's do that. Let's play this game. If you lost your job, you had nothing to lose, you had money in the bank, what would you do? Producer John, you go first.
It's time. We're going on the road. I'm getting the band together.
Oh, here
okay?
we go.
We're going on tour. You knew this was coming when you asked me this question.
Yeah.
We're going on the road. It's going to be a great time.
What?
Almost Famous, we're going to be singing Elton John in the back of the bus.
Why is it that every time a musician gets some money, they have to immediately throw it out the window?
Yes.
Why is that?
Yes.
What is...
It's part of their creative force.
Just says, yes. Just affirmative.
We have $30,000. Let's get a tour bus.
Right,
what?
Right. Now's the perfect time to get that van we've had our eye on.
Producer Sean, our whole show just got blown out. We're all fired. With the show, the Ann on Raven show no longer exists.
But we got severance.
Yeah.
You know
what are you going to do?
I got a great personality. I'm very charming. I'm weird. I think I do something online like my movie review channel. Maybe an OnlyFans. Let's go for it. Why not?
See, OnlyFans.
Yep.
You know... With Sean, I almost think that he'd be like, he'd be trying out Magic Mike, right? Chippendales?
Maybe.
He's got shaved armpits already. You know? I mean, yeah.
It's true.
I do have a funny story for that, but that's for another time.
That's another time,
oh,
I guess, right?
You know, I was thinking about this, and it was like kind of making me sad because I don't know what I would do. I don't know. Like, if this all ended tomorrow, it's like part of me is like, get the kids and bring them to Europe and bring them to Africa. You've always wanted to go there and you want to show your kids the world. Go see the world. And then the other part of me is like, but there's so many different businesses that I've always wanted to do. And now is the time to do it. I'm living in my prime. Why do I want to waste these years? You know,
I'll give you Mark's number if you want it. You know, you guys can meet him in the Philippines.
What are you going to do, Raven? You got nothing to lose. Well, you just lost your job.
You know, my dream retirement is just to wander the halls of Home Depot. You know that.
Yes.
So I cannot wait to screw people up on their home projects when they come in all the time. So to me, that's the job. But before that, I'm going to take a couple months off. I'll probably just go hang out in the desert, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now here's the question.
Look for aliens and stuff, you know.
Maybe
like Demi Lovato.
Maybe it is a midlife crisis, right?
Could be.
But there's 5 specific things you should look out for to say, yep, I'm having a midlife crisis. What are those? That's coming up next. There are 5 factors that can determine if you're having a midlife crisis. And we started doing this research because we're relatively certain that one of Raven's buddies is having a midlife crisis.
You're relatively certain. I think that he's going on a wonderful adventure, which just so happens to be when he's in his 40s. And I'm a little bit envious in some ways.
He's going to live by himself in the Philippines for a month. Never been there.
Do you know how much it costs him to have a 5-star condo in the Philippines, a block from the beach?
Well, somebody just texted us.
A pool and everything?
They texted and said it's like $15 a day to live there.
$400 for 3.5 weeks. $400.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But
that's crazy.
Is it a midlife crisis? I'm listening to these and I'm wondering if I'm having one myself. Here we go.
So symptom one is arguing with yourself. You might have plenty of arguments with your wife or with your teenagers, but do you argue with yourself?
I argue with myself all the time.
Sure, I think everybody does. It's called an inner monologue, right?
I don't know. He's saying that's a sign of a midlife crisis.
Do you resolve it, your arguments with yourself?
No, it's more like I talk myself off ledges.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, you're so dumb. And then I'd be like,
oh, good.
You wouldn't call six-year-old Anna dumb. Why are you calling yourself dumb? Be kinder to yourself.
Then you slap yourself.
Then it gets real awkward, you know?
Seems crazy.
Yep.
Symptom number two is a growing jealousy of others.
Jealous of other people?
I mean, I'm jealous of the fact that he's going to be spending a month on a beach, and the only thing he's got to worry about is what is in the pate.
I've never been jealous of anybody except for one of my good friends who's our age, took her family, her three kids, and her husband, and moved to Aruba for a month and worked remotely from there.
Yeah.
And I was like, how in the world do you get to do that? Like, to me, I was so jealous. I'm like, you figured it out. You figured out a way to work remotely from Aruba for a month.
Well, I mean, a lot of people figured out how to work remotely. They just don't take the leap and go somewhere, actually.
Yeah, that was the only time I was really jealous, though.
The third symptom is that things are harder now than they used to be, mental or physical.
Everything is harder.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just time. That's all that is.
I can't jump anymore. I don't even know if I could do it. I definitely probably can't do a cartwheel.
You blew out your ACL. That's not a midlife crisis.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I forget things all the time. I say sometimes, really, I forget things all the time.
Okay.
Symptom four is that maybe past success isn't satisfying you quite as much as it used to. In a word, you've become stale, bored.
I'm always bored.
I can send you a Filipino tourism brochure if you'd like.
Really? No, I'm good. And what's the fifth thing to see if you're having a midlife crisis?
And our fifth and last symptom, looking up what old friends and girlfriends are doing. Have you ever checked the social media pages of what your high school friends are doing?
That's the one thing I don't do. Unless, like, we're talking about somebody and somebody random comes up in conversation, I'm like, oh, I forgot about Ryan. Let me see what he's up to.
Right, you'll bloodhound him then.
Yeah, then I will. But I never, like, think in my head, let me see what my old boyfriend is doing, or let me see what this friend who I haven't talked to in a million years is up to. Do you do that?
No, I typically don't. So, I mean, you got one, maybe two out of five right there. You could be having a midlife crisis. I mean, the first one was questionable, too. So that's maybe three out of five.
No.
Now we're changing the odds.
Yeah, no, it was like four out of five, I calculated. I was like, wait a minute, is this the half point of my life? Is it all crumbling down now?
$400 for 3 weeks. It's five stars. They have a pool.
So you're not saying it's not a midlife crisis. You're saying, like, this is just smart planning.
I hope he survives it.
Yes.
And then maybe I could do something like that later on in my life, too. And that's exactly what I told him to his face.